From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. The Interior Department is planning to release a massive amount of water into a Colorado River reservoir. They want to prevent a potential power and water crisis. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, historic drought conditions are fueling the move.
The Flaming Gorge Reservoir is forecasted to drop as much as 35 feet over the next year as water is sent downstream to save Lake Powell. Lots of water that would usually keep going to Nevada would be held back in Powell. The plan aims to stop the reservoir from getting too low to produce electricity for millions of people in the West. Some forecasts predicted that could happen by August if action isn't taken. Meanwhile, the Interior Department is warning some recreation activities in the Colorado River Basin will be spoiled by its plans. Boating season could end sooner in some states. Rafting and fishing in the Grand Canyon could be impacted too. A final decision on the Fed's water plans is expected this week. I'm Scott Franz.
Environmental groups are suing the Environmental Protection Agency over enforcement of the National Soot Pollution Standard. It's a case that could affect air quality protections across the Mountain West. The groups say the EPA missed a key deadline earlier this year, one that identifies areas of the country not meeting the stricter limit. Now, the Center for Biological Diversity is asking a federal court to force the agency to act. Ryan Mahar is an attorney with the group.
So delay at the designation step means delay in cleanup plans and delay in relief for people suffering from unhealthy levels of pollution.
The implications stretch across the Mountain West, where wildfire smoke, winter inversions, and industrial pollution already strain air quality. Utah runner Clayton Young got 11th place in yesterday's Boston Marathon, but he finished third among American runners. The former BYU track star posted a time of 2 hours, 5 minutes, and 41 seconds. He ran each mile in an average of 4 minutes and 48 seconds. Last year, he was about a minute and a half slower overall in the Boston Marathon. A Utah Health and Wellness Center for Native Americans is growing. The Urban Indian Center of Salt Lake is expanding its primary care and pediatric services, along with other kinds of help. Alixel Cabrera with Utah News Dispatch has more.
The center has operated for more than 50 years. Historically, it's focused on behavioral and diabetes programs. It was outsourcing other services, but officials wanted to bring those in-house. And that's led to a record-breaking number of patients, about 150 a month. Now the clinic has a pharmacy and imaging, plus community services like anti-vaping efforts and information about ceremonial and traditional tobacco use. The clinic is also a place for people to connect. There are monthly events for community elders and youth and family programs. For KUER News, I'm Alexel Cabrera with Utah News Dispatch.
A Weber County microfarm hopes to confront homelessness by teaching people how to grow crops. Grow Ogden Farm is a nonprofit. It offers job training and support to women experiencing housing instability through a 10-month job placement program. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the produce grown is then donated to underserved populations across the Wasatch Front. Launched in 2016, the farm is part of a network of about 150 similar farms around the world. The program pays its participants, and training includes learning skills in agriculture, cooking, and nutrition. Participants also learn life skills that will help them find stable jobs. You're listening to KUER News.